Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We're here live to address your questions and discuss your real-life issues, and we invite your calls right now to 1-800-677-9377. If there's something you'd like to talk about, we'd like to discuss it with you. So call right now, 1-800-677-9377, because the Word of God reveals truth, freedom, and life in Jesus Christ, and this is your invitation to listen and take part. You'll see how the basic gospel intersects with your life every day. Hear it, believe it, live it. It's Basic Gospel. Now, here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're winding down this wonderful series on the New Covenant, as we've been talking about that all week. And we want to turn the corner a little bit on the discussion. We've been talking about all we've received in Christ Jesus. And so just imagine that you've been called into an attorney's office and a will has been read from Bill Gates or Warren Buffett, and you find out that you're in that will, and then you're escorted into a room and you see all the stuff he left for you just piled up, just one pile after another, and you just can't believe it. You can't believe it's all yours. And so you use some of it and you get your needs met and you're all set and you're firm and ready to go, and there's just still piles and piles of stuff. And finally you start thinking, how can I use this to help others? How can I use this to benefit others? Well, and that's where we want to take this discussion today. As far as recipients of this new covenant, being beneficiaries of God's will, being heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ, we've been given everything we need for life and godliness. Our needs have been met. Our hungers have been quenched, and thirsts have been quenched and satisfied, and we're content in Christ. But yet we still have all of this love pouring into our lives through God's Spirit. And so we start asking ourselves, how can we benefit others in the way that we've been benefited? And that's what Paul was talking about in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. He has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant. We can minister the life of Christ into the lives of others. The same life we've received through faith in Jesus Christ, we can share with others. And we certainly want you as a listener to star this verse in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 6, and let it become a part of your life and realize that God has equipped you to be a minister of this new covenant. You've been a recipient. Now he's equipping you to be a minister of that into the lives of others. And I think that's the good news, don't you guys?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you look at this new covenant the way God's rigged it, Bob. I mean, he's rigged it with the forgiveness. It means we can get our eyes off of our sins and put our eyes on other people. It means, you look at this freedom from the law. Well, that is a total acceptance with no strings attached, that he's never going to leave us. He's never going to forsake us, that we're clean and close. So he's rigged that. So I don't have to have my eyes on my performance and how I'm doing. I can put my eyes on other people. And then he's rigged it with my new identity. I don't have to wake up with that big question mark at the center of my being saying, am I okay? Well, the gospel answers that question. You're more than okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, you're an 11. He's made you the righteousness of God. So he's rigged it so we can get our eyes off of ourselves and off of that big question of am I okay, and instead fix our eyes on other people as the life of Christ ministers to them. But I'll tell you, it's like we're trying to be producers before we're being receivers, and we can't transmit until we're receiving. And, Christians have to ask themselves this question. I mean, do I know how good I really have it? I mean, I've been a Christian a long time, and I still wonder, do I really know how good I have it? And I think the answer is no, that we spend a lifetime, it is an adventure, probing the depths of the greatness of this gospel.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's talk about it. If you've had an experience of being a minister of this new covenant and would like to share that with us on today's broadcast, we would love to hear from you. That number is 1-800-677-9377. We encourage you to call now, to call early, so that we can get to as many phone calls as we possibly can on the air today. So pick up that phone. Dial us. We want to hear from you.
This kind of feeds into what we're talking about. This is from Fernando, who lives in Manteca, California, in the Modesto area. He says, guys, it's a great question. He says, I'm Hispanic, and we have lots of Spanish churches, and I have attended some of them, but unfortunately, I don't agree with the way they preach the gospel. There's a desire that has been growing inside me to spread and preach the gospel of grace to this Hispanic community, but I don't know if it's the Holy Spirit speaking to me and pushing me to bring the true gospel to Spanish-speaking brothers or not. Now, as I might have said, here's the kicker, and where have we heard this before? Fernando says, I also feel condemned at times that I'm a sinner, and why would God want me to spread the good news that he offers? Please help and pray for the Lord to guide me to do his will. Thank you, and God bless you guys. Again, that's from Fernando in California.
Well, I can tell you this, that if you have a desire to share the gospel with somebody else, that desire comes from one person and one person only, and his name is Jesus Christ.
Right.
The world isn't going to move you to do that. Satan isn't going to put that desire in your heart. That comes from the Lord. It's these thoughts of condemnation and thoughts of, well, I'm not worthy or I'm not good enough. Those are worldly thoughts. Those are devilish thoughts. Those don't come from God. And so we have to discern that and step out in faith. It's a tough thing to step out in faith and share the love of Christ, isn't it?
Oh, you know, Bob, you know, my story, I mean, I actually went to the opposite end of the spectrum, and I was having to question, you know, is everything that I'm doing really of God? And some of it was out of a, you know, I've got to earn, I've got to qualify. And that's kind of what I hear in this question that, you know, you don't want to do something to try to qualify, but you wake up every day and you realize Jesus has qualified me. And the blood of Christ qualifies me. And so, you know, I just want to say that, yeah, these thoughts, these desires to share the good news, they are implanted by God's Spirit. You know, these accusations that are hurled, hey, your life's not clean enough, you're not good enough, you need to get your life in shape first, whatever that means. The whole point is the cross. You know, Jesus Christ cleaned you and then moved in, and he's ready to work. He's ready to operate.
Do you think that those thoughts are coming maybe from Uncle Screwtape's nephew?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's a good point. We got this book, and it's Operation Screwtape, and the idea behind it is, you know, there's this accusation hurled at us all the time. That might be a good one for the fellow who wrote the letter. It might be a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. I experienced a lot of the same thing, having served at a particular counseling service where I drove every night about 45 minutes in the dark home and was just beaten to death by those thoughts. Why do you think that you have anything to say to anybody? You don't even know if you're saved. You don't know anything. And man, I tell you what, it can beat you down if you really don't understand truth.
Yeah. One of the things that's in his question is, I think, maybe the most terrifying aspect of ministry. He's talking about, I feel like I'm called to minister to the whole entire Hispanic community. And you look at that and you go, I can't do that. God doesn't ask us to deal with the whole world. He only asks us to deal with one person at a time. So when you're starting to do ministry, first of all, you don't have to be some professional to do ministry. We are ministers of a new covenant because each one of us has been qualified to do that by the indwelling Spirit. But you just start small. You just talk to people. You as you are going, you know, you meet people, you get into relationship with people, you find out where they are, what's working in their lives, what's not working in their lives, and you can just deal simply. And after a while, you begin to discover where God is placing you. Sometimes he places you on the individual one-by-one track, and sometimes he does put you in a place where you're reaching more people. That's his business. Your business is to walk by faith in what he's putting on your heart.
Absolutely. Well, we have plenty of open lines and time on the clock. We want you to be a part of this edition of Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher is here, Richard Piper, Andrew Farley. My name is Bob Davis. We want you to come in. 1-800-677-9377. Add to the conversation, pose your question, whatever that situation might be. Again, 800-677-9377. Well, guys, a question from Herb, and I think this is a good one as well. Whenever the subject of God's forgiveness of sin comes up, that he will remember our sins no more and that all sins have been forgiven, there comes the question, how does God deal with our sins as far as the here and now? He's obviously aware of them and seeks to rectify them post the cross, not in a salvation way, but in a way that helps the injured ones and society. I mean, God settled the issue of sin at the cross, but surely he is still dealing with sin as it goes on today. What about this? That's from Herb, who wrote to us through the Internet.
Boy, that's a great question, isn't it? And something that we all wrestle with, all struggle with. We want to know, after we've sinned, what are we supposed to do? And then what is God going to do? And if we can get the answer that the Word of God provides and learn to rest in the forgiveness that we have in Christ, boy, our lives are going to be totally different. And so how does God deal with us when we sin? Because we still sin. We still give in to the desires of the flesh. We still give in to the temptations that are out there in this world from time to time. So what do we do at that point? What does God do?
Yeah, you know, Bob, I would say that, first of all, we got to highlight what happens in the life of a believer. There are earthly consequences. Okay, if I sin against my wife, she may eventually get so tired of that she doesn't want anything to do with me. I could sin in the workplace.
Are you admitting something, Andrew? Or?
I could sin in the workplace and eventually get fired. I could sin in my personal life and just get addicted to something. I could find myself a slave to sin. And, you know, there's earthly consequences. It just happens. What we sow, we're going to reap. And that's just planet Earth happening. But then you say, well, what is God doing? Well, God, first of all, is not punishing, and he is not condemning, and he is not accusing. But he is discipling and disciplining. And there's even a couple of verses that say, hey, when I walk after the flesh, God's spirit is quenched. That means not expressed. I mean, it would be intellectual suicide for me to say, oh, yeah, when I'm sinning, I'm expressing Christ. Well, of course not. The spirit is being quenched. There is a lack of expression of Christ there. So then the Bible also says that God's spirit is grieved. Now, that doesn't mean that he's hacked off at us, that he's angry. A mother who is grieved for her child, well, there's just deep concern there. I don't want him to get hurt. And so I love that God is not a mindless computer. You know, if we don't watch it, we end up with a God in a box who is programmed by our theology. And we say, well, God never addresses sin, or God doesn't care about sin. And that's absolutely false. God is our comforter, our counselor, our guide into all truth. There's discipline from a loving father. And it's weird, though, because it's in the midst of total forgiveness and no condemnation.
Well, I was just thinking about something, you know, that when we give in to the desires of our flesh, we're inputting, you know, wrong stuff into the lives of others. And it's like God in his spirit says, you know, look at that, see it, now allow me to push love out of you into this situation. If you've wronged somebody, I want to push out reconciliation. If you've said something that's unwholesome, that you've hurt somebody, that you've made them feel an inch tall, I want to push out words that are going to encourage and build up and restore and those sort of things. So it's not like we just look at the sin and that's the whole story. But God is saying, no, I've got a new thing to write. You wrote sin out there. I want to write love in its place. And so that's the corrective nature of God. That's the discipleship of God. And it's a wonderful thing that God is so interested, that he loves us so much, that he's involved in us in that way. So great answer, Andrew. I sure appreciate your words right there. Well, let's go to El Paso and talk to Rick listening to us on KELP. Hi, Rick.
Hello. Thank you for receiving my call. I love your program. I hear it every day. I'm at work right now, and I have a question for you guys. I gave my life to the Lord when I was about 18 years old, and I never went to school, to Bible Institute, or I just started reading the Bible by myself. I went to a lot of churches, but I didn't like the way they're always asking for money. Everywhere I go, asking for money. So I decided to start a prayer group, a Bible study in my house, and it's been growing, and it's been growing. And pastors here in El Paso, they tell me that I'm wrong, that I don't have a calling, that I didn't go to school, that I need a, you know, some kind of certificate. What's your opinion on this? Because the congregation that I have is getting pretty big now. I got like about 40 people. And I would just love to hear what you guys think about what I'm doing. And in my the building I built, because I built it by myself, it's in back of my house.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, well, I think as long as you've got a finely groomed lawn. No, I'm kidding there. Your location is wonderful. Your location is not the deal. Let me say too, I'm a guy with some pieces of paper. I mean, I've got a undergraduate degree, I've got a master's degree, I've got a PhD, and none of it means anything in terms of knowing Jesus. Knowing Jesus is a personal relationship, and if you find yourself in the place where you're literate and you can read the Word of God and ask God's Spirit to meet your needs and show you truth, then I would say, my goodness, you've already seen the fruit of your ministry there. Things are already headed toward growth, and people are being inspired by your teaching. As long as you are centered on the work of Jesus Christ, you don't need any pieces of paper. And the folks, it worries me. It does. It worries me that there are folks out there in your area that are going to tell you you're not qualified because you don't have enough degrees. It sounds like there may be, I don't know, a little bit of fear on their part there that you might become effective without all the right qualifications, so to speak. But Jesus qualifies you, my friend, and I just want to encourage you to plug along, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, know that you are qualified by His blood and His resurrection, and there's no sheet of paper on the planet that makes you qualified to share this message.
Yeah. I'll just point you, Rick, to Galatians chapter 1 as well, starting in verse 11. This is Paul writing, and he says this: I want you to know, brothers, that the gospel I preached is not something that man made up. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my previous way of life in Judaism, how intensely I persecuted the church of God. That will qualify you to be a minister. That was his past life. And he tried to destroy the church of God. And he said he was advancing in Judaism beyond many Jews of his own age and was extremely zealous for the traditions. But when God, who set him apart from birth and called him by his grace, was pleased to reveal his son in him, that he might preach him among the Gentiles, he did not consult any man, but he went immediately into Arabia and later returned to Damascus, where he was taught by the Lord himself. Whatever degree you have, if you have a degree, if it's a seminary degree, a Bible degree, you still have to be taught by the Lord to be able to pass on anything of consequence to anyone else. So you just trust the Spirit of God to keep teaching you. You keep pointing people to Jesus Christ and leave the results in His hands.
Amen.
Well, Rick, let me do this. Let me put you on hold. We'll send you a copy of this New Covenant Journey Bible Study Guide. This might be a wonderful resource that you'll want to use in your ministry there. So you hang on.
And how about one of you guys coming to preach in my church one of these days, huh?
we would love to do that, Rick. That would be awesome.
Because here in El Paso, I can't get no preacher to come and preach with, you know, sometimes. So I won't be boring. I tell the congregation, we need to invite somebody so you guys can, you know, rest with me.
Yeah, we need to get
you. Nobody wants to come.
I know some folks in El Paso that we can connect you with, I believe. Why don't we'll get your personal information there, and we'll try to contact you. I'd like to get you all in touch with some other folks that really celebrate this message.
Hang on,
Rick. That would be awesome. That would be awesome.
Yes, indeed. Well, it sounds like that the Lord is using Rick, and, just a little shakiness there because of what other people are saying, and that's
well, absolutely. We all put credibility in, you know, degrees and paper, and you know, to some extent, there's wisdom in that. But ultimately, somebody still needs the Spirit of God to teach truth. There's a lot of people out there that have degrees, that have, you know, doctorates and all of those things, who are teaching the most legalistic message that you can ever imagine.
Yeah.
And we want freedom from that, and that's what the grace of God does. And truly, if we're going to teach about the grace of God, that has to be spiritually discerned, spiritually revealed by the Holy Spirit himself.
Absolutely. Well, we're in the final couple of days for the offer of the particular Bible study series that we're going to be sending, Rick, The New Covenant Journey. And if you would like to get a copy of it, why, we would like you to have one. All you need to do is make a gift to Basic Gospel, and we'll get one on the way to you. Again, for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel, The New Covenant Journey. Guys, take some time and develop this.
Well, I want to talk quite frankly with our listening audience to this particular program. In the first 2 months, support for this broadcast on stations like WBRI, WWNL in Pittsburgh, WLNO in New Orleans, KCTA down in Corpus Christi, support in those areas has been woefully short. People have just, for some reason, taken this program for granted. And I'm here to tell you today that if that continues, we can't continue on the air. So if this program is meaningful to you, if this program is ministering to you, if this program is touching your life, you appreciate the good work God is doing through this broadcast. You're recognizing that the truth is going out, that people are being saved, that lives are being changed because of the gospel. If you appreciate the mission that God has called us to and you want to be a part of it, we need to hear from you now. We can't wait to hear from you later. Step up to the plate, make a contribution to Basic Gospel. We need you to be a part of this ministry. You giving of your resources, you giving of your finances, that's a ministry not only into our lives, but into this ministry, but that's a ministry into the lives of the many listeners that tune in each and every day. So we need to hear from you. We want to put great things into your hands to say thank you for your partnership, but your partnership is vital at this very point in time. So please make a contribution today. Go to the phone, pick it up, call 1-800-727-2828, 1-800-727-2828. Billy is standing by. You will just be thrilled to talk with her. She will walk you through that process. If you would rather give online, go to basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Click the support link and follow all of the instructions. For any gift that comes in this month, we're saying thank you by sending this wonderful new resource called The New Covenant Journey. If you don't like either one of those options, mail or giving online, write down this address. It's Basic Gospel, 1225 East Rosemead Parkway. That's Rosemeade Parkway, Carrollton, Texas, Carrollton, Texas, 75007. If that's the way, drop a check in the mail and support what God is doing through this outreach. We'll send you this New Covenant study guide just to say thanks for standing with us. But we need to hear from you today.
Today. Thank you, Bob. And friends, thank you, those of you who have been standing with us. And we look forward to hearing from those of you who have not yet joined us as a partner with Basic Gospel. If you like what you hear on this broadcast, be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Also, be sure to check out our website for information on our upcoming Bible conference, Stand 2014, Finding Solid Footing in a Broken World. That's coming up June 19th through the 21st. All the information is available on either of two websites, stand2014.com, that's stand2014.com, or at our regular website, basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Also, the resources we talk about or mention on the broadcast are available to aid your understanding of the Christian life, and you can find them when you visit store.basicgospel.net. Again, store.basicgospel.net. Now, for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper, for Andrew Farley, and the Basic Gospel Ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow at the same time for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.